This is regional news coverage from the KVIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The nomination of a Columbia attorney to the University of Missouri Board of Curators remains uncertain as state lawmakers continue to question his gubernatorial appointment. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a Senate committee has pulled Craig Van Matry from its latest list of nominees facing confirmation by the full Senate. Van Matry was appointed in January 2011, but had to temporarily step down after the Senate didn't take up his nomination last year. Governor Jay Nixon then reappointed him over the summer, but the curator again had to leave the board when no Senate confirmation occurred during the 2011 special legislative session. Van Matry, a Democrat, will have to permanently step down if his nomination isn't approved in early February. Another curator, Judy Haggard, resigned from the board last week. A former Mid-Missouri Boy Scout leader suspected of exposing himself to a scout has pleaded guilty to third-degree assault and supplying intoxicants to a minor. 24-year-old John Murphy of Fulton entered the plea last week in Boone County Circuit Court. A judge sentenced him to 2 years of unsupervised probation and fined him $150. Murphy initially was arrested on suspicion of second- and third-degree sexual misconduct. Murphy was a Fulton Troop Assistant Scoutmaster. Ameren, Missouri is pledging to increase its energy efficiency program starting in 2013. As Veronique LaCapra reports from St. Louis, if the plan is approved, it would allow Ameren to provide $145 million in energy efficiency rebates over 3 years, a cost that would be passed on to consumers.
Ameren's filing today with the Public Service Commission would represent a complete change of course for the company, which had cut its energy efficiency programs from $33 million in 2011 down to as low as $5 million this year. The new three-year plan would allow Ameren to provide a total of $145 million in rebates and incentives to residential and business customers who invest in energy-efficient lighting, heating and cooling systems, or similar upgrades. The Missouri Energy Efficiency Investment Act, approved in 2009, would allow Ameren to pass on the costs of those rebates and incentives to ratepayers through a line item on their bills. The Public Service Commission must approve the utility company's plan before it can take effect. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Two guns thought to have been used by bank-robbing fugitives Bonnie and Clyde have snatched $210,000 at an auction in Kansas City. The Joplin Globe reports an online bidder from the East Coast on Saturday bought the weapons believed to have been seized from the outlaw couple's Joplin hideout in 1933. Sold were a .45-caliber fully automatic Thompson submachine gun, better known as a Tommy gun, and an 1897 Winchester 12-gauge shotgun. Mayo Auction of Kansas City was not given permission to release the name of the buyer. The head of the Missouri Department of Transportation says it wouldn't take a public vote to rebuild Interstate 70 using tolls. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Director Kevin Keith says private sector companies would fund the project and collect tolls to recoup their investment. Keith has outlined a proposal to rebuild the rural stretch of I-70 between Highway 40 and 61 near Wentzville and Interstate 470 near Kansas City. The project could cost $2 to $4 billion. He says that with highway funding in scarce supply, an I-70 toll road appears to be the most viable option. But the Missouri Trucking Association says the I-70 toll question should go to voters. Previous efforts to pass constitutional amendments to permit state toll roads and bridges have failed. Governor Jay Nixon is warning Missouri's college administrators not to raise tuition to make up the difference in budget cuts he announced last week during his annual State of the State address. Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City.
The governor wants to cut the state's higher education budget by nearly $106 million, or 12.5%. During his address Tuesday, he indicated that he wants universities to leave tuition levels where they are.
By the next decade, nearly two-thirds of all jobs in the United States will require some kind of post-secondary education. That means more Missouri kids will need a college degree. But too many families simply can't afford the cost of a college education.
Tuition hikes in Missouri are limited by law to the annual inflation rate unless an institution gets permission from the state's higher education commissioner to raise it beyond that amount. Last year, Governor Nixon withheld money from universities that he felt excessively raised tuition. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Nixon has also highlighted that his proposed $23 billion budget includes no new taxes. but it does assume Missouri will take in tens of millions of dollars in new revenues that are dependent on legislative action. For Nixon's budget to be balanced, Missouri lawmakers must create an amnesty period intended to entice tax scofflaws to pay up. They must authorize the federal government to deduct payments from businesses who owe Missouri money. They must raise fees to charge to casinos. And lawmakers must agree to pour more money into promoting the Missouri lottery in the hopes that more people will buy tickets. Nixon says he is confident lawmakers can pass the revenue enhancements, but Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer says he doubts they will all pass. A St. Louis area lawmaker wants to reverse a new University of Missouri policy that limits how students can redistribute recorded classroom lectures. A bill filed by Republican Representative Paul Kirtman of Pacific would allow public colleges to freely share audio and video recordings of lectures. The bill is a response to a University of Missouri system policy issued last month that requires students who want to distribute recordings outside of class to obtain, quote, the express permission of those on tape. Students and professors who violate the policy could face university disciplinary sanctions. The rule emerged in response to an edited video posted online of a labor studies lecture at the Kansas City campus that suggested the professor advocated union violence. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.